In our previous year, we discussed the connection between the Melech and the Am. That Ein Melech B'loy Am. That the Rebbe was Megala to us a new level of connection between Chassidim and a Rebbe. If you want to use it in terms that Chassidim Fabreng about, that in the early years of the Nesias, pretty much from Tavshin Yud Aleph, until Tavshin Chaf Hei, the Rebbe's Yachas to Chassidim was more like a Av, like a father. We're talking about survivors of the Holocaust, Tzibrochen and Menchen, and the Rebbe had to push and be mekad of them emotionally, physically, comfort them, console them, tell them that the Eibishter cares for them, that there's a future for Klal Yisrael. Then the second level of Iskashrus was in a way of Rav, that the Rebbe is a teacher. The Rebbe started teaching Rashi Sichas, Rambam, the initial Torah, Lekutei Levi Yitzchak, all these deep inyonim, all the Torahs of the Rebbe. And really, in the later years, starting from Chav Beis Shvat, which tonight is Chav Beis Shvat, where the Rebbe said that it started a new era, a new tkufa in the Nesias, which it's the Nesias that we, the last tkufa, where the Rebbe's focus is on bringing Mashiach. So then the Yachas to the Rebbe is in a way of Melech, because there's a whole new level. On one hand, we find that the Rebbe separated himself, the Rebbe, so to speak, put himself in the room, and the Rebbe stopped the weekday Fabregnishin, stopped saying Maimorim. On one hand, there was a certain distance. On the other hand, there was a certain deeper connection to the Am, Fabrengens every Shabbos, being Magia the Fabrengens, as well as the dollars that the Rebbe spent so much time with individuals, even if only for a second, a deeper connection to the Am as a Melech. And the question is there a difference in the Hashpois that come when the person is Rav, Av, or Melech? So I want to share with you all a story that I heard over Shabbos. And it's a very geshmaka story with a very big lesson. And warm regards from 770. The story I heard from Rabbi Sender Wolshansky, who's a shliach of the Rebbe in Milano, Italy. He was invited last summer to Rome. One of the Yidden in Rome has a hotel that caters to frum people, and he invited Rabbi Wolshansky and his family to come to the hotel. He'll give shiurim, learn with him. This way his family has a little bit of a summer break, which is very gishmak, have a break and learning. So they were having a Suda Shabbos, and one of the mashgichim of the hotel says, I want to share with everyone a story. And the summer is right before Elul, Rosh Hashanah, preparing to be Mamlech the Eibishter as a Melech. So he said, in connection to relating to the Eibishter as a Melech, I want to share the following story. He said that one day he lives in France, and he was in the elevator in a building in France, and he meets a guy next to him, a goy. And there's something in business called an elevator pitch that you could speak to someone for like 30 seconds. Like, who are you in 30 seconds? It's called an elevator pitch. And the guy says, my name is so-and-so. You know who I am? He says, no. He says, I'm the father-in-law of the king of Morocco. The king of Morocco, a goy, his wife is from France. And this guy is the father-in-law of the king of Morocco. So the Yid right away asks him, does the king ever come visit? He said, yeah. He says, why are you asking? He says, because in Yiddishkeit, there is a special bracha that you make when you see a king. I've never made that bracha. So would you do me a favor if your son-in-law comes to visit, and he would allow, I would love to come visit your house, apartment, wherever you live, your villa, and just look at your son-in-law and make the bracha. And he gave him his name and number. He wrote it down, obviously thinking that this person is going to forget about him, not think about it, and that's it. But he, a few months later, gets a phone call from a number he doesn't recognize. It's this person. Says, my son-in-law is coming to visit and this date. And I asked him if he'd be willing to have a rabbi come visit. And he said, yes, but 15 minutes. He says, 15 minutes? I only need 15 seconds. I'll just come look at him, say a blessing, and go. But if the melech is ready to give 15 minutes, 15 minutes. So he comes to this guy's apartment, wherever he lives, and the king of Morocco is sitting there in the apartment. And the king of Morocco happens to be a friend of Yidden, asks him, tell me more about the Jewish life cycle events. So he tells him that there are brisim, and there's upshernish, there's bar mitzvah, there's chasenes, funerals, whatever you want, we have everything. So he says, tell me more about this bar mitzvah. So he tells him that the bocher gets an aliyah, he gives a drosha, people give presents. And the king gets very excited about this idea of a bar mitzvah. He says, I would love to see a Jewish bar mitzvah. He says, as a matter of fact, in a couple months is my son's bar mitzvah. You're welcome to come visit my son's bar mitzvah. He says, no, I actually am interested, but I'm not actually going to come. You know, he's the king of Morocco. He's not coming to bar mitzvah. But he's fascinated by the idea. He says, you said that you're supposed to give presents to the bar mitzvah boy. He says, yeah. He says, okay. Tells his mishoris there, give me a checkbook. And he gives the guy a check. He says, here, take this check. He takes the check, looks down. It's 100,000 euro. 100,000 euro check. The guy's like, what? He's obviously not going to say anything. The king says, you're a little surprised, right? He says, yeah. He says, I assume that most people, when they write a check for a bar mitzvah, it's not 100,000 euro, correct? Yeah, not 100 or 1,000. You know, it's, it's not. He says, are you surprised that I never even met your son and I gave you such a check? He says, yeah. He says, well, I hope you enjoy it. And I'll explain to you why I gave you such a large amount. He says, kings don't always give presents to bar mitzvahs. He says, Aber ven amelech yit, when a king gives, darf er geben berchove, he has to give big. In other words, once a king is being mashpia, once a king is giving, a regular 100 or 1,000 doesn't apply. When a king is giving, he has to give berchove. So this person was bringing out the nekuda, when you make the Eibishter for a melech, so you're telling the Eibishter to give berchove, to give, banachayim, mazayna, revichay, because when a melech gives, he gives berchove. But it also means that there's a certain aspect of berchove by the Rebbe that we can get only when we tap into the Rebbe as a melech. In other words, when we refer to the Rebbe as melech, and we connect with the Rebbe as melech, and we give ourselves over to the Rebbe as melech, then the hashpois come also in the way of melech. The hashpois that come to Klal Yisrael and to Hadassah Hasidim, when it's being nimshach through the prism of melech, when it's coming through that channel, it's a whole different level. The level of hashpo when it comes through av, rav, those are limited hashpois. The hashpa that comes from melech, when a melech gives, the melech gives berchove. That's what a goy says. Even a goy understands that when a melech gives, he gives berchove. Haskama v'kama by us, and that's why it's so important. A lot of people, they try to ignore this aspect of the Rebbe. You're ignoring a channel that's so big. A channel that's full of brachas, a channel that's being mashpia berchova. And we, especially on the koyach of Chof Bei Shvat, which is Bechoy Yevorech Yisrael, the Rebbe says, the Chof Bei Zoysius HaToyra, that the day itself is mashpia. How much more so that we have to tap into this new tkufa that we are in, especially this year, Tov Shem Pei, is Lamed Bei Shono, Leiv Ladas, Einayim Lirois. It's an opportunity to internalize the reality that we are living in a very, very special tkufa and connect with the Rebbe in such a way.